How are you feeling?
Все нормально, солнышко.
Is it all good, sunny?
Позавтракали все.
Did you guys have breakfast?
Это еще лучше.
It's even better.
Потому что у нас этот желудок иногда не заходит слово. Amen. Но когда ты голодный,
when you are hungry, not just in your flesh, but in the spirit as well. Are you hungry or what?
Ты хочешь, чтобы твоя жизнь менялась?
Do you want your life to change?
Amen. Уже в правильном месте, хорошо.
Amen.
Итак, дорогие,
so, beloved,
вы знаете, мы пойдем с вами в слово.
You know, we will go into the word,
я продолжу,
and I will continue
начатую мною темы, которые,
messages that I've,
вы знаете, я благодарен
started.
Богу, потому что это так,
I am so thankful to God because
лет, копилось
there has
мне,
been collected in me for many years and I couldn't say it. So today we'll go into next message in the series of disconnection from the demonic realm. I'm serious. What I will tell you today, beloved, some people tell me, they write letters and they say, we are ready to listen. We are ready to accept. Of course you're ready to listen because you've listened to so much and your next revelation is based upon the previous. Hello. Your next revelation is based upon what? Upon the previous one. So that is why you are able to hear these things. If I would have said these things 3-4 years ago, and maybe what I'll say today, it will just, you know, be a problem for some. My messages stretch your understanding. And so this is what I will say. This series of messages is for grown people. Right away, I'll tell you, if you have any sort of religious things that you have not left behind and understandings and everything that has this spirit of religion has taught you, so it will be hard for you to listen to me. Today, beloved, I want to ask you a question. You think that this, all of this, everything that we see, we drive, we wear, all of this, we're speaking, we drive to work, we live, you think that this is a reality, isn't it so? Listen here. Today, I will shake your understanding. You think, to this day, Christians, that this is the reality, this is reality. This life,
it
has been numbered for you, maybe 80, if you're a good person, 120. And you think that even if, let's take 120, how God promised, 120, you will live upon this earth, you think that everything will be still a reality. Listen, today, I will go somewhere. I have waited to say, for this day, and I am happy to say something. Beloved, listen to me very carefully. You think, all of us, I've said this before, what is the spirit of this world? What is it, the spirit of God?
You know,
do you know that everything, I'm speaking to grown-ups here, is a big game. You hear me? Everything. So what is it? That we're playing games? Yes. Yes, we're playing. You and you, my religious friend, we're playing. All of this is a game. A game. God is a spirit. First of all, who are you? Spirit.
Значит, тело абсолютно не на первом месте.
Body is not on the first priority. That means that something that is eternal, spirit, God has placed it into a temporary body so you can live your life. Look, I tell you the truth. I'll try to be gentle with your mind, but it might not happen. So, are you here or are you gone already? I see these faces. What? It's all good. You're in the right place. You'll understand. Listen, what do you mean? I like to throw these things so you will be shaken to the end of the message, and then I'll tell you what it is really. Hello, church. You know why you have pain and emotions and torture? Because you did not understand, first of all, who you are. Oh, church, if you don't understand, I'm going to go somewhere. God is taking the Spirit that comes out from him. It's like an atom. He breathed in the breath of life and it became a live person. So flesh is just like this case where the Spirit lives in. And to play upon this earth that also is in its variation has been created by God as a plan of some sort of field where your body is located. I want you to follow me, because if you lose me, it will be hard for you. So, beloved, we are those individuals. I forgot to name the message. The message is called Unreal Reality.
Hello!
Hello. Today, when I will finish, I don't even know when I'll finish this message. Because for me,
you know,
I always wanted to say it all so that Daddy will let me say this message. Because when we are finished with this message of disconnection from the demonic realm, you will be so rooted in who you are, you will live righteously, you will follow the rules of God, you'll not want to disobey these rules. God takes the Spirit without anything, without any knowledge. It's just this, the Spirit is this eternal substance. He places this substance that is eternal, that eventually will come back to him in about 120 years. He places it into the case that doesn't mean anything at the moment. And then when the Spirit and body comes together, then the soul is born that feels and experiences things. It's all good, but your soul is not on the spirit side. It's on the side of your flesh. This message is for grown-ups. I'm serious. If you were born from above just recently, just turn it off, because you might be confused. Just go to bed and then just turn it on again in 5 years. Oh, you're saying your pastor didn't say it like this? Well, then pastor didn't know either, I'm sure. He is like a blind kitty. Your pastor, listen to me. He is moved by this world, and he wants this world. Why? Because he wants to preach, he wants a podium. You're not getting it. In this game, there is a boss who is God. And in this game, in this earthly game, that we will go somewhere. I'm just telling you how devil came into this whole picture, what things he did. And today, why I will speak other phrases, so you will hear my message. Because if I will speak regular religious phrases that everybody knows that are taken from our old translation in the Bible, you look at me and you will not understand anything. Hello. So, unreal reality. You think that all of this is real. You feel that this has some sort of meaning. You think that this, that, all of this has some sort of meaning. You think to win somebody as a mate for yourself, buy a house, get a car, build a business, you have made it. No, you totally miss it, because you're not understanding what is it, what is this game, and who you are in this game, what rules are in this game, what you have to do. If the body is not on the second or third place, that means there's something in the first place, and from the very beginnings of the very beginnings, that's what's most important. This is where we disconnect from the game. You will disconnect, I will disconnect, and you will go and answer for your game. And I ask you, are you playing a good game, huh, or no? Yes? Why are you looking at me so clueless? I asked you a question. Are you playing a good game or not? Bad? Well, that's why you get in trouble. There's no time to play jokes here and say jokes. And I see, I look at your faces and you're like, what? What? I'm playing? Yes. I was waiting for many years to tell you what really is happening.
Oh,
pastor was preaching the other way. Oh, Bible is written the other way. You know what? It is written like that in the Bible. But you, with your way of understanding, you don't even know what's happening. Listen to me. You know who can tell you this? A person that has been disconnected from the system. If you're still connected to the system, to the structure of this world, you will be caught up in all of this dirt, into fleshy desires, into emotions, into pains, irritations, and depression. By not understanding that you have to step out of this and look at it from the side. So what is happening? And when you will understand that the laws of God have been given,
not because of God,
but because these are the rules of the game. Hello. Listen. Some might not get the word game. You know why I rephrase it? So you will listen to me in a different way. If I will say something, for instance, the rules of the game, you will not get it. I mean, rules of life, I'm sorry. But when I say it with other phrases, your mind will take it as new information. It will start to process it differently. Why do we not see it? Because we continue to look at this world with the eyes with the eyes of the ruler of this world. You can't see the game when you're playing the game. When you are a player in this game, all you have to do is go from the side and look at it. And when you act by the Spirit, and you will not... God says, you're not getting it, who you are. In the Spirit, that means come out of this and look at circumstances through the Spirit, and you will not, and you will not act in the flesh because you live in a different realm. I tell you, something is shaking in your mind right now. Listen. Listen to me very carefully. Can somebody stop this clock? Listen, God created physical realm and everything in it. Then he created us. He gave us physical bodies. You are not a body. This is why it's a game. Hello. It's the same thing as you got in the car and you say, I'm a car. No. A car is given as an object that you control or you achieve some sort of goal. So, the ruler over there is a spirit. Controls the body to achieve a goal. Oh, you know what I will do? I will rephrase all these things and you'll understand me. Oh, yes, I finally got to this message. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, when it comes, you know, I have other messages, I can't say it. Oh, hold on. Listen. God has created the spirit realm, I mean physical realm, and everything in it. If God is without the beginning, then your spirit is without the beginning as well. And your spirit is eternal. There is no end. So everything that is visible is passing, and everything that is invisible is eternal. And we understand these things. And you know what I'm doing right now? I am disconnecting you right now. I am disconnecting you. You know where disconnection is supposed to happen? With your understanding. When you will understand that all of these pains, depressions, and paddles, what you do is you're causing pain for your somebody who's close to you, and you're saying, Lord, I'm doing it wrong. I can't cause pain for my, you know, somebody who's close to me. And you start to play a good game. Oh, all of this is game. This is a game. America's a game. Russia's a game. Somebody has taken a piece of land and they made up the rules, and that's it. And they're playing a game. Money, that's a game as well.
Алло!
Hello.
Бабло — это игра.
Money,
знаете,
that's a game. You know, the kids, they have a game, they play Monopoly. There's money there in that game. My little son, he's playing Wii. You know, they don't have money, they have bells. So there, he's a millionaire in that game. And I watch him. And I say, you look like us so much. He's got houses and cars and properties and everything. It's all good. And I'm looking at this and saying, wow, this is wonderful. Isn't that us? We argue in these games. And daddy's sitting there and looking and say, Sonny, don't play like this. That's a bad game. You understand what I'm saying? Church, if you will understand what I want to say today for you, your understanding will switch, and you, when you come home, you will become a completely different individual. I tell you the truth, everything that you need right now to understand what's happening around you, this is why it says, do not look and, you know, seek the world and everything that is in it. Paul was writing about this. It's just that our mind cannot understand. Why? Because we're connected to the spirit of this world, and we don't understand all these truths. We don't understand the revelations of Paul. Why? Because he is disconnected, and he's writing to those that are connected, and we are speaking, and we are sharing this amongst the strong ones. So I tell you this to the people who are at least want to be perfect. And absolute, this message will be understood by someone that at least is on the path of disconnection from all of, disconnecting from all of this garbage. That is why, for me, life is Christ, and death is achieving. Yeah, what? Do you like the words of Paul? Because Paul, at the end of his life, he understood that all of this is one big game. By learning how to play this game professionally, they weren't able to kill him. Church, I tell you this. Ask yourself a question. I am 36 years old. Right now, I am in serious positions and circumstances that I do. And what I do, you know, I know how to play. Maybe I'm not perfect, but I can play a good game, and I can tell you something in this game. So what, is this all fake? Yes, it's all fake. It's a game. It's fake. This is a game to please someone. You're not getting it. You are the owner. Your boss has placed the spirit inside. Why did God do this? Because if he wouldn't do that, he will never have children. This is the family of God. It's his children. How should God teach you? By placing you into the body and gave you a chance to experience the whole kaleidoscope of colors, of pain, of joy. And when the spirit goes back, it's not just formless substance. It's an individual. And it comes back to God. And it's a child experienced all that loves his or her father. Hello. Are you receiving something for yourself? You have to think. If you will think, if you will not think, you will not understand. Give us physical bodies. He gave us opportunity to control this realm and placed all these rules, which are the rules of the game. Laws are rules. Rules. Like in any game, there are rules. Don't do this. Physical law says, do not jump from the ninth story. The rules of the game say, you will have a big blob once you do that. He says, you're in a body, but in the body, and believe me, I will not be able to resend you. The body is given to you only once. That's it. If you lost, you lost. There's no starting over. I can't start over the game. You know, great minds, they create virtual games. Have you seen virtual games? It's crazy. People get into that realm. It's happening right now. Beloved, that is done at all. Listen, we are inside the most professional and beautiful game ever. With feelings, with emotions, with hard drive, records everything. We have memory. We have a hard drive. Hello. So what are we, robots? No. We're people that has eternal spirit. Then at the end of the game, you will be answering before your father. Are you playing a good game or a bad game? Oh, you're such a grown person. Yeah, with a beard, but not enough mind, brains. Listen. For instance, if you do not honor the law of gravity, then the law of gravity will punish you. Or those that feed just atrociously, they will end this game before their time. For instance, he ate, now he's about 400 kilos or 300 kilos. Heart stopped, and that's it. Game over. That's it. We're going back. You're going back to the owner. What did you do? I'm sorry, I ate too much. Of course, it wasn't my will for you to end it this way. You could have continued playing this game if you would have exercised. Some still don't believe me. They sit with these serious faces. Oh, you're so serious in this world. You're a wonderful, wonderful person. No, no. What does he mean? You know what? I want to disconnect you. So you take a step back and at least look at yourself. With your own spirit, look at yourself. Your spirit is like barely alive inside, surviving. Hello. Are you understanding something? Or I lost you about 30 minutes ago. Are you here? Believe me, I'm soft. Listen. There are many, many different laws. For instance, laws of sowing and reaping. What is wisdom? Have you asked yourself a question? What is wisdom? Wisdom is knowledge of rules of the game. You know why Solomon was the wisest? Daddy gave me the knowledge of rules and regulations and of all these laws. He knew what to do, when to do it. Read. Wisdom is total obedience to these laws. You know who is wise? The one that no matter what his emotions are, he is obedient to these laws that God has placed. Love your enemies. Bless those that hate you. Sow, give. Bless the ones that are near you. Give to those that have none. Take your top coat and give to the one that doesn't have any. Bless. These are the rules of the game. And you'll say, why is it in these games someone is poor? You know what? Because you have to have this knowledge when you come back to your father. You know what? I'm going before myself. This message is for next Sunday. Right now, I'm preparing the foundation. Next Sunday, come next time and wear a helmet, okay? Because what I'll say next time, it will be based upon this message. So, Daddy created this game. He placed the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. Of course, we don't want the tree of life. We want what? Knowledge of good and evil. Listen to me. We decided to play this game as well upon this earth. Here, a very powerful individual comes in, because we let him in, and that's the devil. And because we allow, very powerful individual comes in, his name is the devil, and he takes control of this game. Right now, I'm preaching to you, not from the body, but from the spirit. So listen to me very carefully. Listen to me as the one who's been disconnected. If you're saying, oh no, what is this? Is this a game of rules? No, you're still not understanding it. You know why you're still losing? Because you have not heard this message. Because you will not understand. You don't understand the rules. What, am I the smartest? No. I'm obedient. I listen to the Father. And it doesn't matter to me if someone might not understand me and lose it. Listen. Because we allow, powerful individual comes in, he's the devil, we sell him the title, we give him the title and the lordship, not only over this earth, but everything that belongs to this earth. And what belongs to this earth? Your... Adam was thinking that they've made a pact, that's it, and the earth is his. No. Your body's made out of what? From dust. So, now he's the ruler of everything. But not of the spirit. Listen. Oh yeah, he would want to take care of that, but he can't. He takes full control of this game and he places his rules, but he lacks the ability to create because originally he has not been created as a creator. He can control, but he cannot create. Listen to me very carefully. He has an opportunity to influence those that can create. Listen. He can influence you when you give him a complete go-ahead. That is how the devil creates everything, with the hands of the creators that have agreed with the rules of his game. You hear me? Murder, you know, anything, Satanism, and witchcraft, anything like that, is done by who? By people. People who are creators, all of us. We are creators. Yes, upon this earth, we are to create. Well, how about a car? Where did it come from? There are two rulers and two structures, we understand. So, listen to me very carefully. Two things are encountered, the laws and rules of God, and when God created us, our bodies, he breathed the breath of life and we started growing. We understand that God did not give the rules only. He gave one rule only. Do not touch. Do everything, whatever you want. There was no law. There weren't any rules. Why? 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 Why is it now? Because the rules of the game have changed. God did not say, do not commit adultery, because adultery within you, does anybody understand me? Do not say, do not kill, because no one was planning on killing anybody. But as soon as the individual came that took control of the game, right away, the rules came in. Listen. Some people think, if you ever look at this world with the eyes of God and understand that everything that he does for you to become stronger, for you to become perfect. Yes, maybe you are lacking a leg, but from the position of a spirit, it doesn't mean anything. Beloved, if you just understand what I'm saying right now. Yes, maybe you have one eye, you have a lazy eye, or other issues. From the position of spirit, as no meaning. It is given to you. You have a privilege or some sort of lack is given to you. And by stepping over that, you become perfect. When you start to look at your things that you lack, at your shortcomings, you have a privilege to step over to battle this. And this war makes me strong.
Luke 4:6.
We need to think today, church. It's not easy.
Luke 4:6. Ибо она передана мне, и я кому хочу, даю ее. Итак, если ты поклонишься мне, то все будет твое. Мы понимаем, кто князь этого.
And he said to him, to you I will give all the power and authority and their glory, for it has turned over to me, and I give it to whomever I will. You know what the devil tried to do? Connect Christ to the same game by his rules. And Jesus said, no, we're not playing it this way. I want to go somewhere, but I can't, not yet. So, it's the same as now. You know, the designers of these games, the creators of games, they create virtual reality games. They're, you know, I've met people, I had to work in the area of deliverance, that were, they're grown people, they would go into these games. You know, there are games like Sims. There's other games. I don't want to advertise them. I don't. Only because, yeah, we can. What is the name of the game? There are games where there are real money and there are real people that are connected into these game, and you don't know, they're on the other side of the world. They get married, they have children. It's a virtual life that physical bodies control. People, all of this does exist. It's been going on for many, many years now. Listen, reality within the reality, and people get into these rules, I mean games that have rules, and often they get hooked on them, addicted. You know, people that are addicted to games, they're so addicted that as soon as he disconnects about 4 a.m. and 10 a.m., he wakes up and he's back in the game, he eats, and he eats while he plays. You understand what I'm saying, right? There are people like that. They get hooked on these games, and it's practically impossible to pull them out. So, beloved, church is connected to the game of this world. It's called the spirit of this world. So what is it? I'm connected. Yeah, you're attached. You're addicted. That me screaming, I could barely get to your understanding. Tell me your dream right now. To buy a house? You're in a game. You got caught. What is your dream? To buy new clothes, new car. I'm not saying that that's all bad. I'm saying that you forgot who you are. I'll say it this way. You never knew. Maybe you never even understood who you are. You're an eternal spirit that is placed upon this earth only for one reason, is to go back as a son or daughter of God. You're a spirit that has to go back as a son or a daughter. You understand? Only here you can become a son or a daughter. Angels dream about this, about your position. Why? Because it's the biggest privilege to play this game. In this game, can be played only by spirits. Oh, I went a little bit far. I'm sorry. That's for next message. Hello. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? This game can only be played, and God created a spirit by his image. God had big world, unreal, and he said, we'll create. Let's play. We'll create the heavens and the earth, stars. You think all of this is reality. Yeah, it's a shadow of reality. Reality's up there. This is a projection of that reality, just a shadow of things to come. When you will understand what is happening, who you are, what is happening around you, and when it's going to be time for you to go back, you will live in a different way. You know, for me, this world is unreal. The further I am, for instance, remember your first encounter. Everybody lived through that, I guarantee you, because over there you had the moment where you were disconnected. The devil knows that. First encounter. When you go through, you get in the car, and you're driving into this world. What is your first reaction? Everything is unreal around you. Can you just remember your first encounter? If you really went through it and you've encountered God, you get in your car, and of your first day, it's like a fairy tale for you, isn't it so? Does anybody remember that? Oh, church, you understand that we're getting somewhere. You know why it has been revealed to us? Because we are very trustworthy kids. And God has kept certain things from the wise, and he has revealed it. Some understand everything right now. Some completely do not understand anything. How wonderful is it to look at your faces? Usually you're so involved, and here you're looking at me in such a weird way. Listen to me. So, church is addicted to the game of this world, and the designer of this game of this world is the ruler of this world. You know that everything around was not created by God, and it was not meant to be this way by God. Right now, all of us, we are, we see everything that has been repainted, redesigned through a demonic realm. God did not create money, for instance. It's the spirit of this realm. And that's it. I'm not saying you should go on the cross now and crucify yourself. No, relax. It's all good. Don't twitch. I am simply telling you that you have to be, you have to have, as if you don't have, you have to understand. You know, when Jesus was being crucified, there was no reaction. You know why? Because it wasn't a piece of flesh that was hanging on the cross. Spirit was hanging on the cross that knew his mission. Even though his body just said one time, his flesh spoke out one time, let this cup pass me by, but the Spirit prevailed and said, no, let your will be done. Beloved, we have to understand, every one of us, no matter what it takes, we have to find who we are, has been created by design on this earth. It's hard to do because we are full of the spirit of this realm. You have to be disconnected so you will be able to understand what is actually going on. Till this day, we don't understand why we lose. Listen.
1 John 2:15.
Just put the old translation on the screen, and I will read from the original. Look at me. I want you to listen to the original translation, because the words that we have on the screen are completely different. John, 1 John 2:15. Finish up with the love for all the worldly things and to the world itself. Beloved, you know that I didn't say anything new for you, but I just want you to know those things that Paul knew 2,000 years ago, and he already wrote it. You know what? The devil has placed pink glasses on us. And you read these scriptures from a position where you have been, a position where everything has been stolen from you, and you are bound by your flesh. What I want you to do today, just disconnect yourself for 1 hour, your consciousness, and just listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Finish up with the love towards all the fleshy, worldly things. If those of you that love the world, then you have no love in your heart for your Father. There isn't any. It's not possible. You cannot be involved in two of these worlds. That's why you cannot be with either Mammon or the other Lord. You can't. You can't be in two worlds at the same time. That is why it's so important to be disconnected. Disconnection is not that you just lost everything, dropped everything, you know, just blew up your car and now your spirit. No! It's okay. Let's put a parking brake on. We're not talking about that. I'm just saying that you have as if you don't have. For instance, you crashed your car, it's all good. How's the body? How's flesh? It's all good? Can we continue playing the game? Yes. Take the car away. Let's continue playing. Hello? Listen. Because everything that is in this world, listen, this is original. Everything that our fleshy, sinful nature desires and what our eyes desire and everything that people are so proud of in this world is not from the Father, but from this world. This is the original. You are thirsty and hungry for something, then you're connected. Just pray to God just to have as if you don't have.
So
to buy and not pay attention, to live and work and raise up your children and understand who I am. And I am a disconnected individual. Individual has been disconnected from this world. I am a new creation. Remember previous message? New creation. Again, I tell you, if some of you got to this message and you did not listen to the previous ones, three of them, you will not understand. That is why I tell you to listen to the previous ones. So, world 17, chapter 2:17, and the world passes away and disappears, and with those all its forbidden cravings. But he who does the will of God carries out his purposes in his life and lives forever. What is the will of God? The rules of the game.
Do you
fulfill his rules of the game? You understand that some people, they say, I'm not playing with anybody, not with God or the devil. You're a little bit dull. Come here and I'll pray for you. We'll cry together. You don't understand that you're born in the demonic realm. You already have flesh with your fleshly desires. You already have been born and you're connected. And you hunger for thirst and thirst for sinful things. Already, from the very childhood, you know, can't speak but can lie. I have three. I know what I'm saying. They can lie. Did you do this? No. Let's move on. After consuming the fruit of the tree of good and evil, the devil knew that we will get into his realm where he is a ruler. We were a little bit dull in, as far as Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, they were dull children that were just were born in the flesh, and they were left as if in a fish tank for sharks to just take them over. And all of a sudden, a snake comes by, and God says, you can't eat that. And snake, he comes, he's not a ruler of the world, but he has been thrown out of heaven. And Satan, he was not born by God to rule the earth. No, he was born as one of the cherubims, as one of the individual that was hovering over God. But now he has been thrown out onto the earth, and he is an image of a snake. He comes up and he tries. Again, he can't do anything himself. He can use the Creator, and he uses dull creators to take control of this world. God knew all of that. We understand that. Why do I tell you God knows about it? Because he wasn't amazed when his reaction wasn't like, oh my goodness, what did you do? He didn't do that. He's walking around. Adam, where are you? You know where he is. Somewhere in a bush. I heard you, Lord, but something's wrong with me. I have no underwear. Okay. I have a lot of time for jokes. After we have tried the good and evil, the devil knows that now he has authority. Now you're in this realm where you lack word and all the authority has been taken away. And it has been done to all of us in the role of Adam and Eve. We just got caught, all of us. There's no way out. Now, you have to play the rule, I mean, the games of this world by the rules of the game. The game has been created by the devil this way that you will never, ever come out victorious. Listen to me. I want you to listen to me because what's going to go later will be way more serious. Now you have no word. And everybody that are born on this earth, we have to play this game where he, the ruler of this game, he is always victorious. Or you have to sell yourself to him, and that way he's victorious as well. Does anybody understand me? You're either will, all your life you will battle with the ruler of this world. Without God, there is no victory. The rules of the game have been made up. That's it. You're sold. You have to be a ruler. You are born as a slave that already has a ruler that controls this whole world. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? Church, I'm serious. This message is very hard, and it's only for grown-ups again. Just listen to me. That's it.
So,
the game is not fair, isn't it so? Let's look at it this way. Just think with me. If I'm born in this game, where the rules have been already made, then, or the rules are not fair, then the game is not fair. No matter what I do, I'm always losing. I got married, for instance. I wanted a wonderful family. You came, for instance, from army, and you say, that's it. Here's my beloved, here's my wife. We're never going to argue. Why? This, not only did you divorce, this is your third wife. You're playing this game where everything is, you know, set up. Does anybody understand me? Listen to me very carefully. Because what I will say today will deliver some families. You, some of you will come out free, and you think differently. You will leave, and you will look at this world through different eyes. Message through message will disconnect you from those things that the devil has been telling you, that the religion has placed in your head. A religion is... it's connected completely with the spirit of this realm. This is why they hate us so much. We know what we're doing. So, if the devil has done everything, we have to be born as rulers of this world, but we are born with an already sinful nature. And no matter what I do, even if I sell myself to the devil, my life will end no matter what I do. You can't be good because nobody can be good. You cannot be good. It is not possible. I don't smoke, don't drink, I don't swear. What, that makes you good or bad? Listen, that's the world. In the eyes of God, you cannot be good. You are born in defeat. You are born with disease, with a virus in the system. Listen. The game is not fair. If everything has been set up that way that you always lose, then anybody will say that this is not fair. And this is where Daddy comes in. You know what Daddy said? It's not going to work this way. Listen to me. Daddy comes in and brings into this game his disconnected personality, which was Jesus Christ. Listen to me, not with the mind of a religious person, but with, as a free mind. Look, Jesus, he goes by the rules, and he is disconnected from this world, and he changes the rules of the game, not to destroy the devil, otherwise it's already not fair from the sight of God. Does anybody understand me? Listen to me very carefully. Why didn't he kill the devil? Why? Why didn't he just step on him? Why? Crybaby. Everything that God did, he said, Sonny, this isn't a fair game. There's this garbage that ruined everything. I'm asking you, it is written that he has been a sacrifice from the beginning of this world, even before you were ever created. The lamb was ready. So God did not know that you were going to flip out before? When even before you were created, there was already a lamb that was ready for sacrifice. Listen. If God would come and just take the head off the devil, that wouldn't be right. Satan took over the world. I mean, he did it in the right way. Stop. If the devil would take over the world unfairly, then it'd be all over. But Satan took it over in the right way. They brought it, the world, or the keys to this world on a platter. And now God, listen to me, needs to come into the game, this with demonic rules, and switch the rules of the game. Does anybody understand me? You can't do that. Listen to me. This, you know, I have been born to just enjoy myself behind the podium. I don't know. Do you like what's happening now? It's wonderful, isn't it? This is life. This is the bomb. Daddy's the best. I was waiting so long to say this. Listen to me. If I said it 4 years ago, everybody would be gone. You'd throw chairs at me. But now you understand something. You're understanding something. Listen. Daddy brings in his a player. He comes into the game. Same way, in the body, he goes through same temptations, but he wins over all of them. It is in the old translation says he was tempted in everything besides sin. But the real translation says he's been tempted in all things, but he did not sin. So how can you be tempted by anything besides sin anyway? Temptation is sin. Old translation says, tempted in everything, it's sin. That's wrong. I loved my Bible school. It was taught by Americans, and we just read American English Bible, and it says completely different. You know what? And you say, it's written, whoever adds or takes away, you know what? If you'd only know that your old translation, the Bible's old synod in Russian, has so much things added into it already. So God brings in his player, which is Jesus Christ. He's disconnected, his son. It is written as he's second Adam. So game is reloaded, and we're sending in second Adam. Try number two. First one didn't work out. Try number two. Sonny, you're going to go? Yes, I will go. Spirit and body to fulfill the mission. Jesus was disconnected. You know what? By looking at him, you'll see how he lived, and he showed us how we're supposed to be. It's not in the money. Who was Jesus? Who was he as an individual? How he reacted? Just read the whole Bible, fall in love with Christ. If Jesus would just take the head off the devil, it wouldn't be fair. What he had to do is buy back everything that was taken. God redeems us not to kill the devil, but to even out the battlefield and give you an opportunity to be victorious over the enemy. Now, all of us, it doesn't matter, Christian or non-Christian, God has given you an opportunity. Now you have a choice. There's a spirit of this realm and the spirit of this eternal spirit, which is the spirit of God. The Holy Spirit, he lives with us right now. We have a choice, church. You know why the Holy Spirit is here? Because it's like minus and plus in the battery. There was always minus, minus. But Jesus says, when I will die, I will send out a plus. And you and me, we have a choice where to be. You do have a choice. This is where it is. Maybe now you look at things differently. You know, I like to take the story and say it in our language, the language that we understand. God gives you an equal chance here. Listen. Like it, our synod translation totally misses it. John 12:31. I'll read the old translation and then the new. This is how old Bible translates it. Now the time of judgment has come, and the ruler of this world is being judged or thrown out. And the swirl or word thrown out, this is where all the theories have been built, and they're completely wrong, wrong teachings. Thrown out, cast out, means he is no longer here, isn't it? So, cast out, thrown out. For instance, I come into the house, and the police, and they say, we are casting out this person out of your house. That means this, he's no longer in this building. This is how the old synod translation says it. God, Jesus Christ, he did not cast out anybody. Oh, yeah. What, the devil left? Oh, yeah. No. This is all an illusion. You know how a church says, the devil, he cannot touch Christians. What? Are you in the flesh, or you're like a spirit, just a fluffy spirit? Listen to me very carefully. And now the judgment of this world is coming. And the new translation says, this is the hour of judgment. And now the ruler of this world will be cast down.
Свергнут — это неизменно.
It's not thrown out. And originally it sounds like this, as if somebody comes up and took off the rankings. You understand the difference between cast out and taken down? Diminished. This is where the key to understanding of who you are and who am I. Just thrown out is gone, but taken down means authority has been taken away. Yes, he will be thrown out by God, but this is not the time. The time right now is where you have to understand that you are way more powerful than Satan. You are born in power and authority. You can't even imagine who you are. You can't even imagine. God has created judgment on the ruler of this world. God did not take anybody out. But he was taken out of authority. So next scripture. John 14, 29. Where's the word? Everything is in the word. Look, here's the word. 14:29. Old translation, let's read it. And then we'll read the original. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does take place, you may believe and have faith and rely on me. I will not talk with you much more, for the prince of the world is coming. He has no claim on me. Again, sounds not so bad, but that's not an original. Look how it sounds in the original. Same scripture. This is why I tell you about this before. When it will happen, you will believe. I will not talk with you much, for the prince of this world, he is close, and he has no power over me. Has nothing in me is completely different. He says, he has no authority over me. This is why I will place you upon the same level. You know why he has authority over you? Because you let him. You let him. That's it. You know, some say, oh, this is not fair. Oh, you think it's fair to live with flesh, with all its fleshy desires and desires? Listen to me, Christian. Is it fair to be born in garbage? Is it? Is it fair to know your father and mother, but to lie? Is it fair in childhood a desire to rape, to steal, to kill? Is it fair? No. So God came and gave you another thing that is not fair, which is blessing and complete forgiveness and being washed by the blood of Christ. So next time when you make a mistake and just come to the devil and tell him you have no power over me, just wash yourself with the blood of Jesus and keep going. Hello? You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. The devil will try to capture you. He'll try to say, oh, you've fallen down. You turn to him and you say, I receive the grace of God and the forgiveness of God. And ask, Lord, help me. And you, devil, get away from me. See you later. You listen to me. This is what we've been given. And so right now, just erase that hard, the old hard drive and receive the new. When God says, I shall not remember your transgressions, your sins no longer. Svetlana had a vision one time, and she mentioned that when she was looking at her life, looking into the book of her life, there was nothing that was recorded on that book as far as mistakes and shortcomings and failures and things, for the blood of Jesus washed all of that. Do you have the blood? If you don't, you will fail. The blood of Christ, it alters my life, and it gives me a chance. Because I've been born with the flesh, sinful and I can't do anything about it and I don't want to do evil, but it just happens in my life. And you said, Father, please forgive me. And he says, I understand everything. I forgive you. And you say, Father, forgive me for 77th time. And the Father says, I forgive you. It doesn't matter how many times. And the religion is going to flip again. And they might say, so what? Should I sin now? Yeah, go sin. You don't understand this. Go and sin. Go eat your dirt and your dust. Go be with that sin, spirit of this world. I understand who I am. Now I understand why the devil is trying so hard to remove me and the rest of us. Because everything we touch, you know, receives freedom. Church, you don't know what kind of future we have. If you would just know. Look at this. God already thought everything through, and he sends his son so that we could be given back his nature. Do you get a bonus at work? Well, so right now you've been, you know, given a bonus. Jesus gave you a bonus in this life. Somebody has been, someone took care of that sin. Someone been crucified for you already. And it's Jesus Christ. And he's the one that I can't live without. Without Jesus, I wouldn't be able to do anything or go anywhere. And he's given me a new mindset, a new understanding of who I am. And I thank him for this opportunity. The secret is in from disconnecting from the spirit of this world. Because God has given you the opportunity to rule on this earth and to be just to be independent from this world system and the spirit of this world. And if you have to understand, I'm talking to you out of a spirit to your spirit, and I'm talking to you as a mature person. To you, you know, the one that does not love to bring pain to others, or bring evil to others. I talk to these people, mature ones, those that don't want to drink and smoke and or abuse their wives or steal and lie and kill. I talk to these people who hate all these things. We all have shortcomings, and we might make mistakes because we are in this world, and you are going to have the dust of this world on your shoes. But we have the blood of Jesus that makes us whole and clean. And the last scripture, Luke 10:12. Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall say nothing. Do you understand the revelation in this one word, nothing? You know who, you know how you suffer all of that pain and discouragement is because you allow yourself to feel that. Because the devil has no authority over you. And it says here that nothing will hurt you. And I tell you to you, if you failed even in your business, and God has just proven to you that you have been connected to this world, and all the businessmen say amen to what I just said. If you were not successful in your business, you've failed with the rest of them, evil people and the demons that were involved in business. You have to do business on God's way. I gave you authority and power to trample upon all serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are enrolled in heaven. You know, those people, you know whose names will be in heaven? Those people that are disconnected from this world, the sons and the daughters of God. And 21. In that same hour, he rejoiced. Jesus in his spirit rejoiced and gloried in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have concealed these things from the wise and understanding and learned, and they, for the wise of this world, do not understand this. For you to understand this, you have to be a child. You have to be a simple little child. How did you understand this truth, you might ask, by sitting on my daddy's laps? You think I said something? Just wait till I tell you something more next Sunday. I thank you, Father, that you have concealed these things from the wise and revealed them to the babies, those that are like children, childish, unskilled, and untaught. Childlike. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will and choice and good pleasure. Next Sunday, we will continue on this topic, so I'll see you next Sunday. Give God glory this morning. Your spirit had such good food this morning. Please just raise up your hands and glorify your Father. We're coming closer and closer to being disconnected from this world. I know that the Church of Christ will arise. I know that his body will arise. Sons and daughters of God, those that understand who they are in Christ. Oh, Jesus, release us. Let us comprehend and understand our identity. Unplug us from this world. Oh, Lord. Give him glory. Oh, Lord. Jesus, you are worthy. You are worthy. Worship him. Worship him. Unplug us. Unplug your church from this world. Worship him this morning. Thank him this morning. For he is alive. He is alive. I thank you, Jesus, for revealing your mysteries to us. For you giving us freedom. You will tell us who we are. You will tell us our identity. I have dreamed that the more of your children would find their true identity and their true calling. More children would be disconnected from this world, from this dirty world. We are the sons and daughters of the King of Kings. We are a spirit that has a soul and lives in the body. Oh Lord, teach us. Teach us not to live according to the flesh. Not be under this world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.